Your brain needs steady fuel, the diet strategy that supports focus and cognitive health. A 40-year-old office worker with a demanding schedule often skipped meals. By the time she finally felt hungry, she craved sugary foods for a quick fix. As a result, her blood sugar levels fluctuated significantly, which in turn affected her mood. She also struggled with poor concentration and reported poor sleep quality. She later consulted a registered dietitian to develop a structured meal plan. Her staple foods were replaced with low glycemic index options, and each meal was designed to provide balanced nutrition, including whole grains or minimally refined mixed grains, high-quality protein, vegetables, dietary fiber, and an appropriate amount of healthy fats. Over time, her blood sugar levels stabilized, and her cravings for snacks gradually subsided. She also experienced fewer episodes of overeating and no longer felt unexplained irritability or anxiety. Connecting the brain to a stable power source. Amanda Lin, a registered dietitian at the Cancer Care Foundation in Taiwan, shared this case in an interview with the Epoch Times. She noted that in clinical practice, women between the ages of 25 and 40 commonly report noticeable mood fluctuations, particularly between 3 and 5 p.m., when irritability and difficulty concentrating tend to occur. After adopting a low-glycemic diet, many people report greater emotional stability, longer periods of sustained focus, and clearer thinking. The brain relies primarily on glucose as its main source of energy, Lin noted. However, unlike the liver, it cannot store glucose and therefore depends on a steady supply of blood sugar. Both hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia may increase the risk of cognitive decline. Eating low-glycemic foods is like connecting the brain to a long-lasting, stable power source, Lin said. Low-glycemic foods retain their natural structure, are rich in dietary fiber, and undergo minimal processing. As a result, carbohydrates are digested and absorbed more slowly, leading to a gradual rise in blood glucose levels followed by a steadier decline. This stable blood sugar response ensures a consistent energy supply to the brain, rather than the erratic surges and drops that can leave it functioning like a flickering light bulb. A study published in the International Journal of Epidemiology, involving more than 200,000 participants without dementia, found that a low glycemic index diet may help reduce the risk of all-cause dementia, including Alzheimer's disease and vascular dementia. In contrast, a diet with a high overall glycemic load was associated with an increased risk of developing dementia. An earlier study similarly suggested that elevated blood glucose levels may increase the risk of dementia. Over a follow-up period of 6.8 years, researchers found that, regardless of diabetes status, higher average blood glucose levels were associated with an increased risk of developing dementia. Surprisingly high glycemic foods. Some foods that appear healthy or not particularly sweet may still have a high glycemic index, Lin noted. This is especially true for foods in which fiber has been broken down, as well as highly processed or refined starches. Examples of high glycemic foods include instant oatmeal. Oats are generally considered a nutritious whole grain. However, instant or quick-cooking varieties are often finely processed and pre-gelatinized, which accelerates digestion and absorption, leading to a more rapid rise in blood glucose levels. Choosing large flake oats or steel-cut oats is recommended. Strained fruit juice. Whole fruits naturally contain dietary fiber. When fruit is juiced and most of the pulp and fiber are removed, it is absorbed more quickly in the digestive tract, causing blood sugar levels to rise more rapidly. Replacing fruit juice with whole fruit is advisable. Soda crackers. Soda crackers are primarily made from refined starch. Even though they are not sweet in taste, they can still trigger blood sugar spikes. Additionally, they are easy to overeat, which can contribute to blood sugar fluctuations. Opting for snacks that contain protein or dietary fiber is a better choice. White rice is not an enemy. Refined carbohydrates such as white rice and white bread do not need to be completely avoided. The key lies in portion control and balanced meal composition. It is generally recommended to limit white rice to no more than half a cup per serving and to pair it with ample dietary fiber, such as vegetables, adequate protein, such as meat, eggs, tofu, or fish, and moderate amounts of healthy fats, such as nuts, olive oil, or avocado. This combination helps slow digestion and absorption, resulting in a more stable blood sugar response after the meal. The effect of fruit on blood sugar. Fruit can be eaten in moderation, with each serving limited to approximately 1 cup. It is advisable to prioritize fruits that require chewing and are high in dietary fiber, as these tend to have a lower glycemic index, such as guava, apples, and kiwi fruit. Fruit may be eaten after meals in portions of about half a cup, or as part of an afternoon snack paired with protein-rich options, such as a boiled egg or unsweetened soy milk. Combining fruit with protein can help support better blood sugar regulation. Fruit itself is not a problem. Blending fruit into juice or adding large amounts of sugar, however, may increase the glycemic load and lead to greater blood sugar fluctuations. Apples and pears, in particular, may help support blood sugar control. A 2019 systematic review indicated that higher intake of apples or pears was associated with a significantly lower risk of cerebrovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and all-cause mortality. Citrus fruits are rich in vitamin C and flavonoids, which have anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and neuroprotective properties. These compounds have been shown to support cognitive performance. Snacks that help stabilize blood sugar. Certain snack options fall into the low glycemic index category. When eaten in moderation, they may help maintain stable blood sugar levels and, in turn, support brain health. Dark chocolate. Dark chocolate is rich in polyphenol, which may enhance cerebral blood flow and support cognitive function. A 2024 study found that eating dark chocolate with a high cocoa content helped maintain performance during tasks requiring continuous attention. Plain yogurt. A 2018 study showed that among non-diabetic adults prone to postprandial blood sugar spikes, eating 150 grams of yogurt daily for 4 weeks improved both postprandial blood glucose levels and insulin response. Nuts. Nuts such as almonds and walnuts are excellent low glycemic options. A 2025 crossover intervention trial found that young adults who ate 50 grams of walnuts at breakfast had faster reaction times than those in a control group who did not eat nuts. Chickpeas. Chickpeas have low starch digestibility, are rich in dietary fiber and protein, and may also play a role in hormonal regulation, all of which can help regulate blood sugar levels. Popcorn. Replacing refined grains or sugary snacks with popcorn may benefit brain health. A 2023 systematic review indicated that higher whole grain intake was associated with a reduced risk of cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes, both of which are linked to cognitive decline. However, commercially available popcorn may contain excessive sugar and additives. Preparing plain popcorn at home using whole corn kernels is recommended. Extra virgin olive oil can be added, as it has been shown to exhibit neuroprotective effects. Brain-nourishing herbal soup. In addition to paying attention to daily dietary and snack choices, Ritsuga Kuken, a Japanese traditional Chinese medicine practitioner and an Epoch Times contributor, stated that when the body has sufficient energy, brain function tends to perform better. Conversely, when the body is out of balance, symptoms such as memory decline or mental confusion may arise. He recommends eating the following herbal soup once per week. Ingredients: 0.4 ounces walnuts, 0.4 ounces black beans, 0.07 ounces Sichuan Lovage rhizome, 0.2 ounces Chinese yam, 0.1 ounces goji berries, 7.9 ounces pork shank. Preparation. Rinse all ingredients thoroughly. Soak the black beans in water for 1 to 2 hours. Blanch the pork shank in boiling water to remove impurities, then set aside. Place all ingredients in a pot and add sufficient water to cover. Bring to a boil over high heat, then reduce to low heat and simmer for 2 hours. This soup is believed to help prevent age-related cognitive decline. However, it should be avoided during periods of inflammation or infection, such as when experiencing a sore throat or a cold. Note, some herbs mentioned in this article may be unfamiliar, but they are generally available in health food stores and Asian grocery stores. It is important to note that treatment methods may vary depending on the individual. Please consult with a healthcare professional for a specific treatment plan. Ear massage for preventing dementia. Brain health is not determined by a single organ, but by the coordinated functioning of the entire body, Ken told the Epoch Times. When the body's energy is balanced, the brain receives stable support, which helps maintain optimal cognitive function. To help regulate overall energy balance, Ken recommends the simple practice of ear massage. In TCM, the shape of the earlobe is often described as resembling an inverted fetus, with different areas corresponding to parts of the body from head to toe, serving as a microcosm of the body's overall structure. Simple ear massage techniques can help promote blood circulation and, in turn, alleviate symptoms such as forgetfulness. Massaging the earlobe. The earlobe is believed to correspond to the head and facial regions. Gently pressing, kneading, or lightly pulling the earlobe may help enhance alertness and mental clarity. Pressing the ear concha. The ear conchus, located in the central hollow of the ear, is regarded as a reflex area associated with multiple bodily functions. Using the thumb and index finger to gently press both the inner and outer areas of the ear can help regulate the five Zhang organs: liver, heart, spleen, lung, and kidney. Rubbing the entire ear. Gently rubbing the entire ear can reinforce the previous stimulation and further promote overall blood circulation. Mild soreness during massage is normal, Ken noted, but the pressure should remain within a comfortable and tolerable range. Excessive stimulation should be avoided. He recommends performing the massage once in the morning and once in the evening for approximately 5 to 10 minutes per session.